Now we're recording here. By the way, what we're talking about is the KHOM Music Factory Challenge.
Yes. Go to KHOM.com and you can get all the details.
If Rebecca Black can get 16 million hits by going to a production house, so can you.
We can do it.
We are your production house. Team Trask. All right. So there's a little intro explaining the it's dead simple to write a pop song thing. And wait, no, that's not it. Here it is.
I'm just going to do the rap part, though.
40 years, just use four chords. Dead simple to write a pop hit.
Oh, you're just going to do the rap part?
You want me to do the whole thing?
Yeah. Get ready.
My head. Why does it hurt so bad? Oh, Rumpelmintz did it again. Last night will be my last. Stumble downstairs and I'll feed my dog. Then he goes outside to leave a log. That's how my day begins. But see, now I'm at the... I didn't practice it with music. Now I'm at the rap break.
No, it's cool. Oh, you want to be here? Let's back it up. I don't think that's the rap break. I think the rap break is right here.
Coming away. 3, 4. I'm Larry Trask, and I'm here to say things pretty much like yesterday. Killing like Dylan, scaring like Taylor, chilling like Frigidaire.
Getting the angle sad. Wanted to end, but it's just so bad. Gotta fake it to make it, gotta easy bake it, gotta take it and shake it, and then get naked and scared. I'm out, man.
Peace.
Turn that dumb reverb off. Nicely done, Larry.
Thank you.
That's a challenge to write lyrics.
Well,
those are way more interesting than Rebecca Black's lyrics.
I don't know.
They're a lot more interesting. You're not talking about which seat in the car you'd like to choose, and you're not taking a whole verse to do it.
I'm talking about waking up with a hangover.
Yeah, Rumpelmintz, you're getting specific on that.
All right.
Good job. Well, we'll leave this open through, through next week?
Yeah. I think next Friday at this time we'll close it.
Yeah, we'll debut the auto-tune version.
But the music is available for download, and anyone can go to KHOM.com and download the music, and then you just record your song.
Exactly.
The best one will be a major hit.
Better yet, if you can record it yourself. Like, if you've got a headset or something for Skype, like, just record it into that and send it to us, and we swear we'll make you sound bad.
Yeah, yeah.
We promise.
We're going to auto-tune it, and we'll put some beats behind it. And
there's already beats.
But the beats are there.
Exactly.
So,
and hopefully we won't get sued by the Australian comedians who...
I doubt it.
...actually gave us those four chords.
Because didn't they sort of rip off Flight of the Conchords?
That... Dude, I bet the New Zealanders love it when they get confused for Australians. We're a different country.
They probably do. I've never heard that before, but I would imagine that's their rivals.
How would you feel if somebody called you Canadian? Good, actually.
Yeah, kind of probably. Yeah, that'd be nice. Got to go to the dentist.
That's a good point. I know. I'd go get this thing looked at. Yeah, actually, never mind. I don't know. Maybe New Zealand's a lot cooler than Australia.
See how he is? This is constant.
Comet.
Like, all day.
Has your house been dog-proofed or baby-proofed or both?
He's cool at home. He doesn't do this at home. I mean, he'll chew a few things. Like, he'll chew a shoe and stuff like that, but not like here. He's just like, you got to watch him every second here. And at home, he mellows out and sleeps.
Wow. He's really strident.
Oh, constant.
He really wants to chew on that microphone case.
All afternoon. And I do a bad thing and just kind of give in after a while because I'm trying to do my show. And it's like, Charlie was never like this.
He was like that.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't a chewer, but he was always, I don't know, like, I keep harping on it. But I really think it comes down to bringing a tired dog to work is the way to go.
Yeah.
You got to tire them out before they get here.
I know. It's inaccurate to say I don't have the time. But, like, I wake up a little bit later than you. I mean, I can't get this 6 a.m. thing and get my run on and do all that stuff and still be at work at the right time. I mean, I don't have your strength of character.
Yes, Larry, that's it. It's the strength of character.
I don't have that.
I got up at 2 today. That sucked. I was up from 2 to 4.
Oh, so you saw did you hear the thunder?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
There's a lot. Yeah. And hail.
Yeah.
And we're going to see more of that all weekend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. Because we can root for it. It's okay to... Like lightning right now, right? Because it's wet.
Right. Right? Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're going to be fires.
Yeah. There's no fires.
No.
It's just snowing in Soham.
Yeah, so bring it on.
This person, what do you think?
Oh, this is an 8.7.
An 8.7?
You should just give him a bone.
Give him a bone, Larry.
Well, I do give him those chewy things that last a while. And that you're right. That does have a good effect.
But aren't you? But okay. But there seems to be mixed views on whether you can give dogs bones. Some people just give them bone. Oh yeah, no, that's what dogs are for. And other people are like, no,
they're gonna die.
Yeah.
Everybody knows somebody whose dog choked on rawhide, right?
So I don't know. I don't give him rawhide. I don't know.
You give him a Nyla bone or something?
He has a lot of Nyla bones, but he doesn't like those as much because he wants to be able to take pieces off.
You know, since he's not here, can I talk a little smack about my dog?
Yeah.
That mother, he will not. I'm trying to get him back on track, right? He used to be a really well-behaved dog.
He is.
He's a little sketchy. He's got, like, he's very protective of his turf and me in particular, which has revealed itself to be a negative thing. And so I'm trying to, like, get him sort of normalized and responsive to commands. But that guy, he's not food motivated at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, look, I got some sweet biscuits. I'm up in the ante. I'm giving him handfuls of Cheez-Its. And he's still, like, handfuls. like if you dipped both hands into a vat of Cheez-Its at the bulk bin at Winco. Not that I do that. Why?
No. That would be not sanitary.
Yeah. If you did that, that's not enough for him. He's Cheez-Its are delicious.
Yeah, how does he?
He loves Cheez-Its.
He is weird in that way. So you're not being able to discipline him?
No.
Still growly?
Yeah, exactly. You get, he's like, he has to lie near you, but if you roll your chair his direction, he's like, step off, yo!
I miss that guy, though.
I miss him, too.
He would...
I see him every day. We have a good old time.
Him and Comet would not get along, I don't think.
Is Comet a dominant dude?
I don't think he is. He just wants to play, and he's just super annoying, you know?
Oh, maybe they tire each other out. Maybe they're like the antidote.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Anyway, he's like positive, the other's negative.
That would be awesome if that was the case. But Charlie's not much of a player anymore.
Nah, he's a chiller.
Yeah, he'd rather chill.
Leisure specialist.
Yeah, right. I wish this guy was like that.
Well, he'll get there.
Yeah, he's just a puppy.
You ever give him that relax form?
No, but I have that medicine they gave him when he had kennel cough, and it's a
kennel cough.
It's a depressant. I'm not a depressant, but it's a whatever you
relaxant.
Call it, things that make you go to sleep. And you just give it to him, and like, and not that I have done this. I did it once when he was coughing.
Pop brownie.
No, it's a legitimate medicine prescribed by a doctor, but it knocks him out. You know, within 15 minutes of giving him a pill, he's just like. Crashes and he's just out for like an hour and a half. So it has occurred to me to give him this, you know, in the studio. Here you go. Have this piece of cheese with nothing inside it. But then I'm drugging my dog.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
Dude, I hate